This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by Original Hooters. For those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area, you have easy online ordering at originalhooters.com. And if you prefer to get out to one of the many Original Hooters brand locations here in the greater Tampa Bay area, may I suggest their newest location in the Odessa / Trinity area, 16070 State Road 54, just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway. Huge new location, very comfortable outdoor patio, the newest physical location of the Original Hooters family is 16070 State Road 54. Thank you, Hooters, for sticking with us. This is season 6 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and Hooters has been the presenting sponsor for the last 5 years. It is a good time to reach out to me via ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. If you want to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League this year, I am planning at least 2 podcast leagues, depending on venue availability, how dates and times work out, and your interest, we can go more than 2 leagues. Bill Curry Ford has already committed to be a host on one particular day and time, just as they were last year. And I need to hear from you if you want to play, whether you have played in a previous season or two in a podcast league or not, whether you have fantasy football experience or not. Send me an email now at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Full name, phone number in case I need to follow up to ask you a couple of questions. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me a little bit ultimately about your fantasy experience, and we'll take it from there. But yeah, now's a really good time to reach out for me because these leagues are in the planning stages and I'm moving pretty quickly on what I'm planning to do, what type of leagues we're going to have, how many are in the league. I'm trying to get some of these drafts catered so I can feed you with some of my Todd Wright Tour golf partners jumping in. Now's a good time to let me know if you want to play in a podcast league, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. This podcast is simple about how we do have a change this year, and it's just more fantasy football. You know, I have often said, if you're playing fantasy football in week 17, your commissioner should be fired. Because week 17 games do not maintain the integrity of fantasy football. Because teams could be sitting players, they could be coy about what they're doing based on their playoff seeding, based on what's going on, if they are going to the playoffs, if they're not going to the playoffs, if the player's been playing hurt, and now the game doesn't mean anything. They're like, yeah, you know, you're going to sit this one out. Well, now that's week 18 because we finally have the 17-game season that the commissioner and the owners have wanted for so long, and they've gone forward with it. And I kind of wondered what their plan would be with how they'd, you know, split it up, because some teams are going to get 9 home games, 8 road games, and the other get 8 home, 9 road. And I'm like, well, that's not fair. The way they did it, I think is pretty good and it's pretty fair. So it's by conference. Like this year, AFC teams have 9 home games. So once you get into the AFC playoffs, and with AFC playoff tiebreakers, you can't look at, say, there's a battle between Tennessee and Indianapolis for a playoff spot. You can't make the argument, well, Tennessee had more home games than Indy, so this is not fair. No. Everyone in the AFC had the same amount of home games. Everyone in the NFC had the same amount of home games. And by the time we get to the Super Bowl, it doesn't really matter who's played more home games, because it's not going to factor in at all in how you analyze who's going to win the Super Bowl. So the way the NFL did it was really good. The season ticket holder still takes the hit every other year. For example, if you are a season ticket holder of an NFC team, you still are paying for two preseason games this year, because each team still hosts 10 overall games preseason-wise. So the NFC, it's 8 home games in the regular season, 2 home games in the preseason. And the last preseason game this year is, I believe, the 29th of August. That's it. And then totally skipping over. So they took the Labor Day weekend out completely, which I still can't believe the NFL doesn't play any games that matter on Labor Day weekend. It's a huge showcase for college football. You know, heck, on the first Sunday of September, Notre Dame is playing at Florida State. That's the Sunday night football game. No, it won't be done by Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, but that's the Sunday night football game. So college football takes big advantage of that. So, but it's a good thing that we'll have more fantasy football. And now week 17 is going to be championship week. Week 18 is the one you don't want to be playing fantasy football in, but week 17 will now be championship week in fantasy football. And then we trickle back a little bit. For example, most of my leagues over the past number of years have been a 13-week regular season. So now we get on an even number. We'll have a 14-week regular season, and the playoffs will start week 15, then the semifinals in week 16, and then the fantasy championship will be week 17. And at least from what I've seen initially, and it's early, via Yahoo, they have adjusted. And usually, you know, you get to pick how many, based on how many teams you have in your league, how many teams you want to make the playoffs, and you can play around with it. But to me, that was the easiest to do. And virtually all of my leagues, if we do a Moneyball league this year, it'll be 8 teams, and we would do 3 weeks of playoffs. So that would be week 15, 16, 17, top 2 seeds getting a bye. Then, now what I did, I'll save that for another podcast, but you can play around with it, but it seems to work out very well for fantasy football purposes, and it gives us another week of the regular season. And now we have the championship week being a meaningful week 17. So everything I've said in the past about week 17 now applies to week 18. So this year, if you are playing season-long fantasy football, not daily, season-long fantasy football in week 18, you fire your commissioner. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Easy online ordering in the greater Tampa Bay area at originalhooters.com. And if you're looking for a wonderful outdoor patio for drinking and dining, how about the newest Hooters location in Odessa, 16070 State Road 54, just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway. Thanks for listening.